You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Well, that was a bit of a late night radio start, wasn't it?
It's my sexy voice, it's my get into bed voice.
Is it like, you know, Love Letters with Phil?
Oh, yeah. It's the night hour.
Do that anymore on the radio?
I don't know.
Get like sub stories and love letters, and you know, oh, I really like Frank in the office, but you know, he doesn't like me.
You get Steve Wright's Sunday love songs where it's like, oh, I've been married to Betty for 30 odd years, can you play this song for us?
Would it be like Shawaddy Waddy and stuff?
Oh, I just anything. I'm gonna contradict here because please email us in, but these phone ins on the radio are just like. Tell us, if you're going to, of all the people, I've probably said this a billion times, if all the people in the country, they're ringing to, like, Radio 2, some people must have a decent story that day.
So, yeah, but do you not think they just skip over the decent stories and pick out the boring
ones? Well, I don't need to hear about Joan going up to Scotland with the kids to see the Nana. I don't need to know that on a Friday afternoon when I'm darting around the place.
No.
But if somebody like had a really funny story, we're doing something like absolutely amazing, then that would interest us.
So does that mean we've got to shorten this show today where we tell people of various craft beer festivals and free beer tastings we've been on? Because it's probably a Friday afternoon that they're listening to the podcast going home and going, I don't care about it, I just want to drink beer.
Well, that's... But this isn't a mainstream show. This isn't Radio 2. Like, mainstream... Is that
so,
the most popular?
What you're saying is, we'd be shit if we were on Radio 2.
Well, we would be. I'm not Steve Wright in the afternoon, or...
Who's this Steve Wright? He's on the afternoon.
He is.
On the night.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
Does
on...
Does he never go home?
He's on a Sunday, and then it's Steve Wright on the afternoon.
Does he never go home? Does he just live That's
not Sue Sweeney, the radio... Newcastle presenter that really is literally on all the time. Anyway, we're currently 2 minutes into the show and we haven't mentioned a beer once. Should we mention a beer? Let's start with beer.
Yeah, so this is a can. It's a 600ml can. No, 500ml can.
That's a big can.
It's a big can. It's really big in my hands as well, and I don't get to say that often. It's from Four Pure Brewing Company, and it's called Juice Box, and it's a citrus IPA, and it is a 5.9% beer.
Right.
We don't know the price.
But I worked at, well, I sort of do. You can buy it off their website in a 12-pack for so much money, like 30 quid.
Uh-huh.
I did the maths, and it would work out, if you bought them a 12-pack, it would work out about 250, so it would be about 253 quid.
Bulk buy. And you'll get the best deal.
Yeah. There's probably postage on top of that. So I would say about £3. We got this free because we went to a free beer tasting with Four Pure... was he head brewer?
He was the head brewer.
I got his name wrong and I can't
you
remember
did.
It
you
now.
You wanted to call him Mike and that's not his name.
Can you remember his name?
No.
He was an American chap. He was very nice. He was American, wasn't he?
Yes.
I don't know if he like...
I'm sure he was American. He was talking about when he came from America. So
yeah.
If he wasn't American...
He could be a globetrotter.
He could be.
Anyway, it was a really good night. It was free tickets on the Newcastle Brewdogs website.
Twitter.
That's at Brewdog
Nuke. Were you struggling to read? Were your eyes failing?
No, it's more the dyslexic brain going, that's not quite real words.
No.
How much of half a word is it?
Yeah.
It was a really good night. Certainly got merry.
We've got very merry.
Yeah.
And not all on free beer.
Yeah, but you got a decent amount of free beer as well.
Yeah.
So I was really impressed with that.
There was a handful of cans.
You know what, did we get about five? It was a four or five cans.
Something like that.
And it was like half a can each, so you shared it.
Or at least it felt like that.
Yeah, you shared it with somebody and then you got a big can to take home.
Yeah.
Home with you.
And they had Juice Box on draft and they had
juice box
on draft.
It was really nice. We'll have
which
that.
Is double IPA and I believe it's the Juice Box double.
Yeah. Well, that's what I gathered from that.
That's what I gathered. So
you smell that now. That's a very fruity aroma. You're getting mangoes. Definitely mangoes, passion fruit. It's good when you can really smell things in it.
Yeah. It's definitely got that citrus smell, that summery smell through it. You know, yeah. when you go, right, I want a drink and I want it to be light. This smells fruity.
So let's have a mouthful. You've had a sneaky mouthful before, but...
Mm. Now those smells, you can taste them as a flavour.
Yeah.
Some beers where you smell it and you go, oh, that's got a really good, you know, strawberry smell, or that's got a really good pumpkin smell, and then you taste it, it's just not
so refreshing. So
that is,
you know, what is it? It's 5.9%, and it
doesn't taste like that.
But that, it says it in the name. It tastes just like juice, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we found that with the juice box. It did not taste like a strong beer.
But this, you know, if maybe somebody that's, you just wanting to be as a gateway to craft beer, maybe. Yeah. I think this will be a very good beer.
Yeah, this will be a very good gateway beer.
It's got a lot of hops in it. You can taste it's quite hoppy, but the hops are very nicely balanced together.
Yeah, they're complemented really well.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it's a very beer.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's for its percentage, for what it is, it's
you could sink a lot of these down on a hot night, on a cold night. If you're wanting a light beer.
Oh, I think on an
IPA, this is a good example.
Sort of if you've been working all day or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the board we don't trust.
No. I mean, we don't trust it because actually the more we've gone along, the more we realise we've probably contained ourselves.
Yeah, I think there's certain beers that we want to put further down and there's certain beers we want to put more up.
Yeah.
So we're going to pay attention to it a bit, but yeah, we're probably going to do things a little bit, try and get things a little bit different.
A bit more out there. I was probably thinking 69.
Yeah, that's basically, I was going 69-70.
Cool.
Because it's...
It fits there, it is. It's very good.
It's a very, very, very good beer. On place, I'm going to buy it again. I'll be quite happy to buy it again.
Yeah.
It's a one I would definitely sort of tell people to buy if they like that sort of beer. And, yeah, for people that's maybe not as adventurous in beer as we are, I think it could be a good start.
Yeah, and so, the fact that it's in a big can is quite
impressive. That's it. It's good value. Well, you're going to, because you're going to drink, if that was just in a small can, you'd drink it all and go, what?
I need another. Come on.
Yeah. Mix. Nice. Manly size.
Yeah. They were a nice brewery. It was a
very,
really,
very nice.
Really good beer tasting.
You could tell that it was they were very passionate about the beers. The knowledge was fantastic. It's great when we go at these things and learn, and I learned quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's starting to get, not to sound arrogant, but there's certain things you go to now and you don't necessarily learn.
Well, it's going to the same things over and over. You learn. Yeah. Know the things. You
but people that were with it didn't maybe have the nerdiness as we have, where we're reading about beers and stuff. We're no experts. Don't label us as experts, because some people bloody would. We're still very much novices at this, but we had people that were very much below that.
If you can hear bangs in the background, that is fireworks.
Oh, yes, it is. Bonfire.
We're not in Iraq.
Yeah, it is. That time thing is for how long it takes us to get this podcast out. It's. Oh, I was thinking it was because we've got a guest coming. No, like a professional guest, just a friend. I was just thinking it was him. So it was very, very good. Keep an eye on the website for free stuff, basically.
Yeah.
Our
guest will be very upset when you said not a professional guest. He's professional at what he does.
Yeah, I mean...
Just not...
Yeah, but they might have got excited. They might have thought, like, some brewer was coming into the poxy studio.
To laugh at the corner that we sat in.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So we'll finish this off.
Yeah, and then we'll get back to you.
Come back.
After the ditty.
Cool. So our visitor has now arrived. He is professional at his job.
It's all one less than the back again.
So, hi, while you listen to us in the car, you're just sat behind us. Now you're giggling.
So we've now got one from the next beer.
Northern Monk. It was £2.89. It's a 330ml can. And there's not a lot more information on it. It doesn't even say it's a 330ml can on the can.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what percentage it is. It doesn't say the ingredients. All it says on the top is, "Seek and you shall find True North, the evolution of tradition." A little bit of Googling seems to suggest that this beer is called True North.
Right. Yeah, so it's Northern Monk one, isn't it?
Yes.
Again, we've been speaking to them. They look really good. Ooh, that looks nice and dark.
I wasn't expecting a dark one. So maybe the photos that I saw were not of this beer.
Maybe a little bit of information if you just listen to this.
It's in a grey can that's very simple. There's not a lot on it other than the Northern Monk logo and like a grey gunmetal kind of look.
What smells that? I know I should know it. Us being.
It smells like fire. It smells like fire.
Fire! Doo-doo-doo!
That's not a very useful kind of.
No, it doesn't just smell of like smoke in that sort of sense. It's got like a. I'd like to say cherry, but that's the wrong word. It's got something sweet in it.
Yeah. That's very smoky.
It's smoky, but do you not think.
It's a smooth smoky.
Smooth.
It's like, you know, when you burn a really good wood, and the smoke from a good wood, as opposed to like cheap shit smoke from, you know, a dodgy pallet. It's a good quality.
What you mean? It's like proper nice smoke. Like, it's not like the sort of taste in the mouth of a hooker.
Yeah, like when you burn down an aristocrat's house. It's that kind of smell. Quality.
The quality of.
Yeah.
What do you think? They've been to Antiques Roadshow and got some.
200 year old sideboard.
Yeah, to roast the malts in.
It's quite hard to.
How much was it?
It was £2.89.
Yeah, because it's quite exquisite.
Yeah,
in taste,
it does feel quite a. In terms of taste, it does taste premium.
You know, I think it's the sort
the
of
texture,
thing,
the body of it.
It tastes as if you should be reading a some Dickens or something, or War and Peace, or some big book that we don't read.
But when you gulp it, the body of it, the.
Gulp it! We're meant to savour it, we're meant to put it round our mouth and gulp it!
The kind of texture of the drink doesn't scream expensive, drink me slow. It screams, you know, enjoy me as a proper drink.
Yeah, it's very
rather
nice.
Than sit back and chill, but it's got that nice flavour to it.
And it's mystery not having any information on it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably beer geeks. This is probably like every beer geek probably knows every bit about this, and we're probably like out the secret club.
Yeah.
And if we knew the secret handshake, we'd know everything about it and would look marvellous.
Did you not learn the secret handshake the other night when you were talking to them?
Yeah. They did, what was it, peanut butter and jelly or something?
Yes. Something like that. That
were had at Craft Beer Calling that were.
And that was very smooth. See, I'm not a peanut butter fan.
Yeah.
Because I don't enjoy peanuts. But. It had that slight peanut flavour, but it was very smooth, like a peanut butter.
Yeah.
And it was very easy to drink.
So this, on the board, is the first one that we're going to reveal our new thing with.
Because
I'm thinking 71.
Yeah.
And if we go 71, that means they get our formal shark... certificate of recommendation that we will post out to them if I remember.
So we're going to give all these good beers.
But they've got to tweet in to actually confirm that it is
what beer this
beer is.
Because we can't just give you a certificate of recommendation
for just a random beer. So if you tell us and just confirm that it's definitely
called True North.
Yeah, because we don't want to be like idiots, and you know we are morons, and we do get things wrong, and we don't want to.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's our first. So we've got two ones. We've got the recommend the certificate of recommendation, and then for very exclusive beers that we really stupidly like, there's going to be a one of highly recommendation.
Yes.
That we're going to give Electric Bear their Heisenberg and things that is that high on. Yep. Things that we really think is very special.
Normal people would call that excellence, what? Not highly recommendation.
I don't care about normal but people. Are we normal?
We do it differently.
Are we normal? No, we're recommending it to people. Normal. What we're saying is, we don't think this is excellent. We think that other people should drink it. Yeah. Well, we think it's excellent as well. Yeah. That's why we're recommending it. But we are recommending it to people. So when people come round, we would say, try this.
Yeah.
That was my logic with it.
I mean, it's fair too.
Plus, that's what came into my head at the time.
Does that mean anybody who gets, you know, 95 plus gets excellence? And they're going to be the handful if they ever get there.
What if they get that?
Yeah. Because they don't want to be lower down, like the highly recommended. What
if you get, if you did you say 95 or upwards?
Yeah.
I'll personally come round and suck them off.
Now you've said that, if we have a beer like that, you're going to have to.
Would you not? At 95, if somebody, right, if we've put Heisenberg at 81, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You think there's something that is 15 points above that? They're gods.
Yeah, but that still doesn't mean I'm going to put a bit of man meat in my mouth.
Well, you're just not as committed to beer as I am.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I know the thought of somebody blowing the load in my mouth.
I didn't say I'd let them blow the load.
Oh, so you'd stop. You'd be that awful person and stop just before and tease them.
This is possibly the first of the run. This is going in the wrong direction.
It really is.
Anyway, so yeah, we recommend this beer. It is very nice.
Yeah,
we'll get back to you after this commercial ditty.
Welcome back.
And this is, we're going to go straight to an outside broadcast from, what was it?
Exhibition Park.
From Exhibition Park, from Craft Beer Calling.
It's Newcastle.
Yeah. This is Phil and Bob, roving reporters. We're going up to Exhibition Park. We're walking there at the moment to the site of Wylam's Brewery, where we're going to go to Craft Beer Calling. You can hear the cars. That was a white car just went past. That was a new style Mini, not as good as the old ones. That's somebody crossing the road.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you later. Tatty bye. Okay, we're actually out in like a beer garden in Wylam. It's a bit quieter out here, so we decided we'd come out.
Kind of at the side.
The side. I think this is where the normal punters come when it's a normal tap house. If you're in Newcastle and you haven't been to the Wylam Brewery place, then you should, or you're a Bell End.
Yeah, it's up at Exhibition Park.
Yeah.
We
have drank a bit.
It's really nice as a brewery.
Yeah. That craft beer calling so far has been absolutely immense.
Wow.
Absolutely. Loads of breweries, and it's the brewers themselves selling it in most of the cases.
Yeah, I mean, each brewery's got about six beers, and there's about 20, 25 but breweries.
You've got some big boys like Tiny Rebel. We're currently drinking, what we're drinking?
Cloudwater DIPA V3.
Eight. Three was a long time ago.
The numbers keep going up, and we keep getting.
So we finally found some quiet enough. We've drank a lot of beer by a lot of breweries, by a lot of fantastic people.
Ducks on the little pond.
Yeah, there's some ducks on the pond. Basically, if you haven't been here, you should be here. We're very, very drunk. I think we're going to have another beer after, because I want something dark and strong.
Oh, do you want something dark and strong?
Yes.
Next year, 2017.
Book up.
If
definitely.
You're in the Newcastle area.
Off you're not. Go. Book up and come along. Just
if you're within a drive, you know, an hour or two drive, give it a go. Give it a hotel.
No, I was going to say, honestly, Newcastle really do have hotels.
Do
they? Yeah.
Wow.
You've shagged in most of them.
Oh, yeah, so I have.
Little perverted bastard.
No, but in terms of, Wylam Brew is a little bit out of the way of Newcastle, but when there's an event on like this, it's well worth
it. And if you're fans, give us a tweet. We'll come and drink with you. Impart our not knowledge on you. Because we're
Yeah. We can talk bollocks about beer to you anytime.
This is a very good beer, but we're very drunk. So I've just been to Northern Alchemy and had a bit crack on with their brewers.
Shit, the banter is really good.
Yeah, decent brewer, like all them. The guys are good, but the beers. I know we've used a couple on the show, and we've always said that they've maybe not been the best of the brews. They do.
We've always said they've been interesting. They've been trying something a bit different, a bit wild, and it pushes the boundaries. It's not been to our palate. But tonight, I've got a chocolate and chilli beer. Now, when you hear the words chocolate, you expect a dark beer. This is actually light, very light, like an IPA. And holy shit, it's a very drinkable beer.
It's very, and I'm drinking something with marmalade in it.
Marmalade and something or other.
Something or other. I'm sure if you type in Northern Alchemy and marmalade, you'll get it on Google. As you know, we're still here, we're drunk. But yeah, fantastic beers. Really, really good.
I think this is the one that stood out the most tonight.
There's some guy getting our
beers. Thank you very much for collecting our beers. We're
just doing a podcast at the minute.
Sorry, guys.
That's absolutely fine. Just say something. Say hello to the people out there.
Hello to the people out there.
Right, that's a random guy saying hello.
What's your name?
Welcome to the Wylam Brewery.
Yes. Sorry, what's your name?
Adam.
It's Adam.
He's cleaning up.
Wylam Brewery.
And I think that's one of the things about the Wylam Brewery is when we've been here, they've tidied everything up really quickly.
They've been really good staff.
So that's great. He's probably feeling a little bit socially awkward. But anyway, no, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Whoa. Beers.
Beers tonight. I think these are the ones that... The Northern Alchemy are a little bit out there.
Yeah.
Are a little bit different. And actually, they've put some really good beers on tonight.
I think Northern Monk stood out, that peanut butter and jelly one.
They were stood up because, to me, they were easy to drink.
No, I think
they weren't very different tastes, but they were different ingredients. They were tasty, were easy.
I think the main thing with it all is actually... What we're describing here is amazing beers on amazing beers.
Yeah.
And the ones that stood up is the Cloudwater that we described earlier, if we put that one in the podcast, that sort of stood out.
Yeah.
And then that Northern Monk peanut butter or whatever, jelly, whatever one, stood out. And then these ones have sort of stood out.
We've gone to a beer... festival, and apologies for being a little bit drunk.
Beer mecca.
But it is. It's beer mecca.
You know,
if you're Islamic or beer Jerusalem, if you're not.
Does that get all the piss? Or beer Christmas?
That fills the whole
the full,
religion.
The full religion.
I think.
Yes.
But no, it's great beer. And actually, we've talked about, we've tweeted about... The beers we've tasted, the good beers we've tasted.
Like, normally when you have a beer festival, you have one.
Wow.
You have one that's at least wank. You have a couple that's meh, and then you have some really good ones. What we've had is absolutely amazing beers that come in your pants, beers, that are amazing. On top of that,
that's what we've drank, and no way to kind of pretend that we've drank them all. There's about five or six beers. Per brewery, and there's a hell of a lot of breweries here, so we've not got through them all, but we've just been randomly selecting.
Have you gone to each brewery? Just what do you recommend?
Picking on what either the brewery recommends or just randomly picking.
Or what random people? Because we're talking random people.
Talking to people and going, well, what do you recommend?
Anyway, back to the studio.
So, yeah.
Back to the studio.
Hi, Adam in the studio.
Hi, Philip
Bob.
In the studio. Bye.
And now it's time for beer number three.
Yes, so this was from...
Northern Alchemy.
Really good guys.
We met them at Craft Beer Calling. I had quite a good drink with them.
Yeah, good chat. Good folks.
Yeah.
So this was the one I actually had in the fridge before we went there, just because it sounded interesting, because it was a double IPA.
So this is £3.89 for a 330ml bottle. It's 8.6%. from Northern Alchemy, and it is called Simcoe and Mosaic DIPA. And on the front it says that it's 200th crafty beer.
Crafty
beer.
And so I better get a bottle opener.
Yeah, it's the first bottle of the night. Oh dear me, things are going to go flying.
I lost my bottle opener, and then I realised I had a spatula with a one arm for like barbecuing. So that's what I've been using all week. That's really good for a podcast, is me coming out with that, and nobody knows why you're going.
Do you want to wear? Just
wash that out.
Wash that out a sec.
Yeah.
Since we had a really dark beer.
We had a dark beer.
We weren't expecting a dark beer. We don't normally do it in that order.
Well, sometimes do. Well, as we always say, Northern Alchemy is a very interesting brewery.
Yes.
We don't always. Sometimes their beers are lower down on our palates because they are different, but we applaud that enormously because
they do some amazing different combinations of
beer. So I think my thing was, if you see them on the board, ask for a little taste of them.
Yeah.
A good pub will always do that. If they don't, just tell them to piss off. But a good pub will give you a little taste, and I think they'll blow you away. And don't necessarily be put off, because I have in the past been put off with some of them. There was one, it was like, it had marmalade in the title, and I'm like, oh, well,
I don't like marmalade.
I'm not Paddington Bear.
Yeah.
Then I had it at the weekend, and it was like, oh, wow, why have I not been buying this for so long with my prejudices?
They've got some really amazing beers. They've got some really okay beers, but they are all incredibly interesting. And the proper beer freaks, they try to do different kinds.
Got beards and everything.
They do. Magnificent beards. So Phil's shaking his glass about to try and get the aromas out.
Yes, because that's what you're meant to do. Hey, this one's
I just snort it and let it go up my nose.
You're an idiot, though. So you're getting that sort of classic double IPA and imperial IPA sort of smell to it. Nice fruitiness.
You're rocking backwards and forwards.
Because I'm enjoying
you making me seasick.
I'm enjoying the smell. I want a brewery to make to make an air freshener of beer.
Yeah. So there we go. BrewDog, if you're listening, bring out branded air fresheners.
Oh, any brewery doesn't have to be BrewDog.
Yeah, but BrewDog's big enough to do it on mass scale. They could get it in Tesco tomorrow. You know.
You've obviously had a stinky shit again. Yeah. It smells of punk IPA.
I mean, any other brewery could do it and people would buy it. They'd be onto a winner.
Yeah. But I suppose you could just put
one of the bigger breweries.
Put hops down, hops into something that then...
Have you tried putting hops in your system? So when you flush, do you think that would bring the aroma out?
Well, I could try that. I don't know.
We've got some hops.
Yeah.
Just stop the cat from licking out the bowl.
He doesn't.
Does he not lick out the bowl? That's all right.
He doesn't go in the bathroom because it's so badly done at the minute. I'm doing it out at the minute. I'm not like
I've been doing it out for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I still think. Anyway, this smells good. Let's take a taste. I'm sick of smelling and not describing it.
Crikey, that's good. That has got the very standard double IPA kind of bitterness.
But then it comes out of something.
Yeah,
it rides out nice. We're doing the same hand action of like a riding.
Smooths out.
Yeah, and it peters out to a sort of. And then sort of dances on the back of the tongue of like a nice fruity bitterness.
Yeah.
Right at the back, and it's just like a really delicate dance of, you know, Swan Lake or something. Is Swan Lake a delicate dance? I've never seen it.
I've never seen Swan Lake.
I'm just doing my normal references, jibing them in to hope that they're in the right place, and then I'll sound all cultured and intelligent when actually all I've done is...
Well, somebody in the know would be like, what an idiot, that's an aggressive dance.
It's not the river dance.
No. Because it's not, it doesn't taste Irish.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It does, it just kind of smooths out quite nicely.
Mm.
It's a very good example of a double IPA.
Yeah, it's One of the things you sometimes get with a double IPA and the stronger ones is they're very aggressive.
Yeah.
They sort of hit you. Almost like a car crash. A good car... Do you have a good car crash? You can't have a good car crash, can you?
I don't think you can have a good car crash.
Maybe if Nigel Farage was in it.
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Well, we can.
We just did. You know, some of them are really much... The hit your mouth... This sort of amount of flavour comes in. Where this... Of this style of beer... has got a subtlety to it. I don't think a double IPA is ever going to have subtlety.
No.
In the sense of like IPAs or pale ales or stuff like that, where you know, because they're up in the hops and stuff. But this has got a lot of different flavours going on there that's quite nice.
Nice.
Is what
is that, that's what you're going to elaborate all about the flavours and just go, it's nice.
But ultimately, right. That's... That's the only question that should be asked is...
Is it nice?
Is it nice or not? And that, even that you can't say because is it nice for your personal palate? Yeah. Is it nice for my personal palate? Yes. Yeah. So if beers that we've recommended you've liked, then give this a go.
Although I don't know if I'd paint with it. It looks a bit thin. It's not like a paint palette.
Oh, God, your jokes are bad.
And my jokes are terrible.
So, no, definitely... where are we putting it on the board?
I wanted to say about 73. Possibly 72.
Yeah, well, I'll go with that. But that does mean that we're putting two certificates of recommendation out.
Printer's going to be gone. Your printer's going to be gone. And how much is that going to cost us in postage? Right, this gets a 5. So we don't need to pay the postage.
We really like it.
No,
we'll give it a...
What are we deciding on? 72 or
72? 72. We'll give it 72. 72. We'll be a little bit meanies.
Good
beer. So we'll finish this off and then
we'll get...
Back.
Back, yeah. You just can't... Yeah, but you stopped in the middle of your sentence.
Oh, well, that's what I do.
I know what you do, but the listeners are going to be like,
Got Alzheimer's or something.
It's like a crap cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So it's our sum up.
Yeah.
I nearly said round up.
We've had three very, very good beers.
Yeah.
So...
It's actually been very close this week.
Yeah, I think it's... I've been... The last couple of weeks when we've been drinking beers, I've been amazed at the quality of beers.
Yeah.
I'm getting more and more blown away. You know, I was sort of thinking... Can beer get any better? And yes, it can. It's constantly getting better. It's constantly evolving. Beers that were fantastic 1 week are like met a couple of weeks later, a month later, a year later, and you're like, this is an amazing time to be alive. It must be like the 60s and 70s with music.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, back then you're like, wow, look at all this great music that's coming out.
We were talking the other night how actually there's quite a lot of IPAs out there, and we were going, well, you know, they're getting a bit samey. Mm. But what we've had of IPAs this past couple of days, as well as this past week, has actually been really, really good. It's not been standard.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here's an IPA, here's some boring, and here's some hops, and we'll just call it an IPA. It's
apart from when I went to the shops the other day, and I had to go to Tesco's, and because they didn't have Jet Black Heart in, because they ran out, there was nothing dark. There was nothing that wasn't above an IPA. Oh, well, you had sort of that red one from BrewDog. What's it called? 5 a.m. But
there was
nothing else unless I went for Guinness that tastes of shite, unless it's Guinness Extra Export or whatever it's called. Yeah. So
is this the start of the supermarkets having less choice of beer again?
Yeah.
I think
the problem is they've sort of gone, they've attached themselves to this craft beer thing in a way, but they haven't then extended it to actually, we need to have different beers at the time of the year. This time of the year is the time of the year that you start having more dark beers.
Yeah.
So when I went for a shop at Coppers yesterday, I wanted to get a lot more darker beers. I still wanted a couple of light beers.
Yeah.
And the selection is a lot harder to come by. Where an IPA, I can, you know,
drive up to Tesco and grab one.
Yeah, I think there's probably enough IPAs out there for me and you to have one every night of the night till we die.
Yeah.
But that's something a little bit dark is quite hard to come by, and it's annoying. Noises. So Mr. Tesco's, employ me as a beer taster. I'll go around the country and find decent beers for you to have in your store. Yeah. They've got Jaipur.
Jaipur.
Yeah, that's really nice. But that's an IPA again.
Yeah. So is it? Do you think it's Mr. Tesco just not getting understanding what craft beer actually is?
Or is it just...
It's just IPA and that's craft beer.
Or is it the consumers, that's all they're getting. Consumers are just that obsessed with IPAs that they know they're going to sell that many, that something like Jet Black Heart only sells a few or doesn't sell as much as all the rest of the IPAs. So you're not going to get that many dark things. A shop like Tesco's is there to make money. They're not there to feed our habits or our hobbies. Where something like Coppers or Rehills or Glug or something like that, their aim is to satisfy our needs. Cause if
our
not,
lust.
Well, if not, we won't go there.
Yeah.
You know, if you just sell IPAs and you're a shop doing proper beers, then we ain't going to go there. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Quite a sensible end to this show, really.
It really is.
From the start of, and in the middle, and the rest of the show is quite silly, but the end has been a...
It's been a reserved end for a silly show.
So shall we end on that reserved nice moment?
Yes.
Hey, goodbye. Tell you bye. You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.